Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite apps. Your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store, you look for the Odyssey app. Big orange background, a big white A. Once you download it, you look for WILK News Radio, you click favorite, and that's it. You got us. We're in there. Get us anywhere, anytime, any place. Pick up where you left off. Pure digital bliss signal. Don't ever worry about going through the mountains. It's pretty much how I listen to it most of the time when I'm out of the immediate area. So how's everybody doing on this Tuesday, June 17th, 2025? It's 68 degrees, 309. Chugging through the week, aren't we? We're all still here. You're here, hopefully. I'm here, hopefully. We know Jake's here. I'm looking at him, but I'm questionable. That being said, and we got Paul Michaels here for the news. I know he's digging through it and looking to get you some of the greatest and most up-to-date stories in there. We'll get weather and traffic to you later. And I just gave you the weather, 68 degrees. We're already ahead of the game. Traffic, don't worry about it. You'll get where you're going soon enough. And do you really need to get where you're going that fast? I probably think not. So, like I said, you're here, I'm here. Well, Jake's here. Some Iranian generals aren't here. That's pretty much a sure thing. It looks like there's been continuing back and forth. It seems to be each day dwindling less and less that Iran is launching into Israel. They've been warned over and over again. President Trump left the G7 summit early last night with the Secretary of State back to Washington, D.C., where he convened his National Security Council in the Situation Room. And today, the tone of his posts seemed to have changed, where today it was, we have total control over the airspace over Iran. So that's a new update to where he went from Israel to we. And more recently, he did let the Ayatollah of Iran know that we know exactly where you are. You're safe. We're not going to take you out, quotation marks, kill you now. But the best thing you could do is come to the table for a deal and get rid of your nuclear programs. So, that being said, too, there's been a mass movement of support aircraft and tankers, aerial tankers from the United States, from across the United States to the CENTCOM region of operation. CENTCOM is the Middle East. And there's also B-2 bombers on station, which is the only unclassified bomber that could carry that big bunker buster bomb that could reach the one nuclear facility that's deep in the mountains of Iran. There's a lot of things going on there. You saw Donald Trump yesterday, the president, tell the people of Tehran to evacuate the city. And you have to read into that a little bit. And again, this is I've been speaking to some military contacts and such like that. It's not like us or Israel is going to carpet bomb Tehran. But what you have to realize is Tehran is the chokehold of the Iranian people from the government. They rule their people with an iron fist. They have strict control over them. And sometimes that control is very harsh and brutal. By telling the people of Tehran to evacuate, you are spreading that condensed power. You are moving the people to other places of the country to where they may be influenced by revolutionaries who want to see this government go back to pre-1979 times, to where they can coordinate with each other to possibly challenge their own government. So it's technically, from military intelligence people that I've spoken to, a brilliant move on behalf of the president. Because if you saw the videos, there was literal gridlock leaving Tehran from the moment it was announced to even today. But you also have to realize that it's not like the entire city is going to be destroyed. It's not like carpet bombing is going to come in and we're going to indiscriminately or Israel's going to indiscriminately, you know, start bombing buildings. If we want to take out the leader of Iran, it's going to be, you know, a precise missile through his bedroom window and blow out his sandals. That's pretty much the way that'll happen. That's the way the attacks have happened up to date, whereas Iran is basically just lobbing what they have into to Israel, into populated areas. We have taken an extreme defensive posture around our military personnel in that area. Like I said, we do have B-2 assets on station that at any time could happen. But that evacuation of Tehran was more so to start letting the people of Tehran maybe have a discussion of do they want to change directions as a nation? Do they want a change of leadership? So we it's a good idea to keep an eye on that, to keep an eye on that as they move forward. So where we go from here, it's hard telling. There is division in even conservative America. And listen, there's a lot of people that's torn. I think there's a large portion that doesn't want any piece of war. I don't want any piece of war. But you have to realize that Iran has been attacking us and killing Americans for 5 decades now. And if you can't see that, I mean, just over the past 2 years, Iranian proxies have been attempting to kill Americans and have successfully killed Americans. They have caused serious injury and traumatic brain injury to Americans, to American servicemen. They have tried to kill 7,000 Americans with the Truman Battle Group, Strike Group, in the Red Sea for the past 9 months. And before that, it was the USS Eisenhower and their strike group. So make no mistake, Iran has tried to kill Americans. Iran has touted time and time again death to America. If you don't recall the Iranian boats that took a U.S. Navy patrol boat during the Obama administration hostage for a short time. This is a regime that is not sanely operating a nation. And I wish, and I did speak to some contacts in the Department of Defense to hopefully pass on to the administration, that I wish that the administration and American media would show video of pre-1979 Iran, show how modern it was at the time, show how they dressed in Western clothes and the booming economy and their social life was unstanding. It was basically Cuba before, you know, communism took over there. So I wish they would show more of that. You see little clips here and there of pre, mostly on social media, but I think our administration, and not just to Americans, but to the world, hey, this is what Iran was prior to 1979. It was a thriving nation. It was a thriving economy. The people were unbelievable. I had friends who fled from Iran 1978, 1979 during that transition. And, they would tell me back then, and I was just a kid and we were kids. Actually, some of them were a little older. You know, how great it was there. We were great allies back in the day. That's why they have these F-14 Tomcats. So we're postured defensively in the region. I think it would be a huge mistake because they basically cannot defend themselves at all. The thing is that I'm hearing is this deep embedded nuclear facility that has not been struck because there's only a few munitions and we have them that could strike it. There will be radiological fallout, possibly, if that happens. And I think that's one of the hesitations here. But, I think the thought is if they bury it precise enough, it's mitigated. But make no mistake, I think the writing is on the wall that Iran will not have a nuclear program, and they can either do that voluntarily or by force. And I think if it's made by force, you will see a leadership elimination in Iran. Approve of that or not, really not my concern. Like I said, Iran has tried to kill our sons and daughters, husbands and wives in our military and surrounding areas for many decades, and not most recently on a large scale. So I could really care less there. Do I want to see America get dragged into some sort of regime change? Absolutely not. If you look at Iraq, if you look at Afghanistan, Iran makes that minuscule. And if you look at the problems that were had in Iraq and Afghanistan, to where Afghanistan is still a mess, Iraq is still, you know, nowhere where it needs to be. But the Iranian people need to decide, and I think that's a major factor here. And I think that was one of the prods from the administration to have the nucleus of Tehran, the power brokers of Iran, leave and get out of that iron fist that overshadows them, to possibly start making their own decisions and having conversations of, what do we look like after our leader's gone? What do we look like after our military is devastated? Do we want to thrive as a city? Do we want to thrive as a nation? Do we want to thrive as an economy? Because they can. They have the resources to. They will no doubt, in short order, be the next Dubai, the next Saudi Arabia, if they allow themselves to. And again, if they allow themselves to. This is nothing that we should take part in. It's nothing that we should have part in. Obviously, we should have relations with them, but in no way have anything to do with the rebuilding of Iraq. Support it from a peripheral? Absolutely. Iran. Support it from the peripheral? Absolutely. But in no way do I support us being involved in any sort of regime change. That has to come from the people. That has to come from the Iranians themselves. Do they want it? Because if they don't overwhelmingly want change, you're going to have another Afghanistan. You're going to have another Iraq. You're going to have a Syria. You're going to have these places that have just devolved in that area to centuries of chaos. And we don't need to be part of that. The American people, our sons and daughters, husbands and wives, and our military don't need to be part of that. So you will never see me advocate for that. Now, if they attack us, my answer would be overwhelming response to make sure that it never happens again. But they are a clear and present danger to the world. They always have been. They have been trying after decades, and if not the past two specifically, of talks and negotiations and massive funds being dropped off. They are unreasonable. So either they find reasonable leadership or we will have to deal with what they choose to lead them. And I think that time is coming very rapidly. But we'll see. Hopefully we stay out of it as much as possible. But today, the answer from our administration was, we control the airspace over Iran. So I guess we'll see what that leads to. And I think if it does happen, it'll be very quickly. I think there's an ultimatum on the table. You give up 100% of your nuclear wishes, and everything will be done out of country, off-site, for your domestic power or whatever else you need. Other than that, I could see their leader and their nuclear infrastructure being totally gone in very rapid order. But I guess we'll see. War is something that's never wished for. Even if it's simply a couple of our pilots over the area, it still puts them at risk. It still puts them at danger. If we can avoid it, let's avoid it. So as per General Joseph Votel, who's the former CENTCOM commander, I'm seeing now that Trump in the Situation Room meeting, that strikes are on the table. And of course they are. You can't say they're not on the table, because the only thing Iran understands is power. The only thing they understand is overwhelming force, that they will not be here tomorrow if they don't make a decision today. So I guess we'll see where this goes. Make no mistake that our weapons are extremely capable to deal with their facilities. And they have seen nothing like we could unleash on them if we need to. It's 3:22 here at WILK. We'll be back.